Willie McGinnis joining us. Now, Ted Johnson does the afternoon program on our flagship station, Sports Radio 610. Mm-hmm. You have Mike Vrabel here. I see you. You guys are all still in remarkable shape, by the way. And you're all large individuals. I mean, the premium on size and the defenses you played in, and I think they're trying to recreate that here to a certain extent. How does it look to you here? And just comment on that aspect of it. Big linebackers making big plays.
Well, I think Clowney sets the tone for being big, fast, and strong if you're trying to, you know, compare the size difference. But like I said, the game has changed. And you have to be able to cover and play the run now. You mm-hmm. got to get you got to kind of get that out of the guys when you bring them in. And, you know, I had dinner with Ted Johnson last night, and we were just talking about old times and talking about different concepts. Now, Ted was a first and second down guy, and on third down, he came off the field. You know, so everybody has a role. Everybody understands their role, and I'm sure they're doing the same things here. The players that can play in certain situations and where you can maximize different mismatches, they're going to implement them. And they're going to put together a game plan and a scheme depending on who does what best and who's receptive and who can handle it. So that's the good thing about, you know, Bill O'Brien and him allowing Romeo and Mike Vrabel to run these defenses and do certain things with the players that they have. They have the knowledge. They have the experience. And they're going to put the players in the right position, and they're going to mix and match. And, you know, it's kind of like a trial and error. You got to put guys in different positions to see who fits where, who plays best where.
Willie, how do you like working for NFL Network, doing Total Access and the other programming?
I love it. I mean, it still keeps me close to the game. I get to talk about football 365 days a year. The network is growing. Thursday Night Football is on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a joy for me to be there. The group of people that I work with is great. They allow me, you know, to have a good time, but still be really insightful and a resource for our fans about, you know, real football that goes on, and be able to go on air and express that and talk about it, our experiences and what's going now, how the game has changed from A to Z. So it's a great platform for me that I'm not coaching, I'm not playing football, to still be really close to the game.
People tell me I have an obsession with Molly Karam, and please tell me she's really unfriendly, and I really wouldn't like her at
all. She's a sweet girl.
Oh, gosh.
And she's beautiful, and of course, you know, you get in line, because there's a lot of guys like you that have a crush on Molly.
All right, Willie, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.